This, in a sense, goes to the heart of this problem. I mean, we've been hearing for really several years now that the Afghan police, the ANP as they're known, the Afghan National Police, are a different scale of problem vis-à-vis the Afghan National Army, the ANA. That, I mean, we've heard reports, and they're around at the moment, that they are that there's more corruption, there's more involvement in theft and bribery and drug taking and all those sorts of things. So there's been a general sense that they have been more of a challenge, more of a problem than the ANA. And I think that's really going to be an important part of the investigation that's just begun after these appalling events.
What kind of training do the Afghan police get?
Well, I think that's been the problem. In the past, very little. And you saw, I think, the quality of the recruits was very low, the quality of training. And in a sense, I think I'm right in saying they'd go for lengthy periods of time without, receiving any support in terms of pay or anything else. And so it's not surprising in a way that they had to live on their own wits.
Sean Smith, who's one of the Guardian's photographers, he's been embedded with US and British forces in Afghanistan, and he's captured on film some moments of tension between UK soldiers and the Afghan army. How unusual are such incidents?
I suspect not very unusual, to be honest. But I think there have always been tensions, and I think really, I'm trying not to be wise after the event here. I think this is very important. There's an investigation going, and it's all been a really pretty horrible event. But I would imagine there must be tensions at various levels. I mean, not least because, of course, there's a language problem, and you've got professional men, by and large, involved in. In pretty tense situations, and if you have to communicate your concerns or your orders or whatever through an interpreter, that creates tension. Then I think there's a cultural difference. We're talking here about the military, we're talking about the army dealing with the police, different cultures, professional cultures, which I think might have added to some strain perhaps. And then there's the question, which I've touched on earlier, of the sheer professionalism. You've got armed soldiers from UK and the US and so on, extremely highly trained, very, very professional people. And they are dealing with and trying to train and mentor people who really aren't up to standard in many cases. And so you can imagine that it would have been lots of tensions.